with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, September 12th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. We'll bring you some Wargo Conference volleyball in Akron as the Westerners of Akron Westfield welcome in the Jays of Galen Catholic. Pregame coverage set to begin around 6:45 with first serve at 7 o'clock. Again, you can catch all the action of Wargo Conference volleyball right here on KLEM Radio with online audio on our website at KLEM1410.com. Let's take a look at the sports schedule or our sports scores and results page, from yesterday, starting with some golf in Missouri River Conference action. Lamar's boys golf team, they took home first place in a triangular in Council Bluffs. The Bulldogs shot a 308 to beat Sioux City East in Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. They beat the Black Raiders by 26 strokes and then beat the Lynx by 63 strokes. Dylan Sousamil was the medalist of the triangular. He shot a 75. Jacob Pluger and Tate Murphy were also under 80 at 76 and 78 respectively. So the Bulldogs have now swept through the MRAC in triangulars and in duels and will now set their sights toward the conference tournament that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Of course, they've got the city tournament later on this week as well. To the volleyball court in the Western Valley Conference, where there was a triangular in Kingsley yesterday. The Panthers hosting Siouxland Christian and Lawton Bronson. Kingsley Pearson lost their first match of the night in straight sets to Siouxland Christian and then dropped their second match of the night in five sets to Lawton Bronson. The Panthers took the second and the fourth, 25-21 and 25-12, but were unable to get Lawton Bronson in the fifth, dropping that one 15-13. The other match that night last night saw Siouxland Christian take home the win over Lawton Bronson 3-1. Wargo Conference Volleyball saw Hartley Melvin Sanborn win in five sets, 3-2 over Sibley Ocheden. To the cross-country course from yesterday, the Akron Westfield cross-country team was up at the West Lyon Wildcat Invitational. On the girls' side, the Westerners didn't have enough varsity runners to score, but Jocelyn Brugget had the best finish. She finished 28th of the varsity Westerners in a time of 26 minutes, 32.12 seconds. On the boys' side, the Westerners do have enough to score in a varsity meet. They finished 7th out of 7 teams with 128 points in the meet. Sheldon took home the top spot. Hartley Melvin Sanborn was second, and George Little Rock Central Lyon finished in third. Individual leaders for the Westerners, Dexter Briggs had the best finish, run a time of 20 minutes, 34.44 seconds. He finished 17th overall. Tanner Frericks finished in the top 20, right at number 20 at 2105.04. And Noah Boy was 22nd with a time of 2107.13. You can check out all these results and more by logging on to our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. Well, Friday night, the Lamar's community football team reached their first 3-0 mark since 2016 when they defeated Boyden Hall Rock Valley 49-42. And the game featured a lot of quirky and unusual plays that and results that kept spectators on their toes all night. Lamar's head coach Ken Vigdahl says it was a fun game to be a part of.
You saw everything. You saw double pass. You saw snap over the head, a safety. You saw a big play. I mean, it was one of those. It was one of those games that, as a spectator, you know, I don't know if you really cared what team won. It was just one of the most exciting games and momentum shifts. And they're up, and we're up by 21, and we're thinking, okay, let's get the game. Let's play the rest of the game, and all of a sudden you find yourself down 7. And
Lamar's offense put together 477 yards of offense, including 375 yards on the ground. The Bulldogs were able to get the most out of their offense when Tegan Kazel was running the football. The senior quarterback recorded 165 yards rushing with a rushing touchdown in the win. Coach Vigdahl says his offense exploited a weak point in the Nighthawk defense.
Tegan had 23 carries last night. And I don't know how many yards, 140 or more yards. So that was a big deal because you can't overcommit to the strength of the formation, and that's what they did. And so we ended up really in the second half, too, we went all of our a lot of unbalanced sets that most people probably didn't know. We were in our unbalanced set, and we just ran Teagan on our counter play.
Now, while Lamar's had most of their success on the ground, Boyden Hall Rock Valley succeeded in their passing game. It was a passing game that recorded 343 yards through the air on 34 total pass plays. Coach Vigdahl says the Nighthawks could shorten things up in the passing game or go for big plays, and it kept his defense on their toes.
They love screens, so you know what screens means. It means, you know, we want the defensive lineman running at you, you know what I mean? So he would dump it off and stuff like that. So, but I will say this, I thought their offensive line did a nice job of really letting him have some time at different times, not all the time, but at different times to get the ball deep. You know, they had a couple big catches there, you know, and we were right there, but they loved throwing the vertical passing game, and that's what they do, and they did that pretty well at times.
And the Bulldogs took advantage of having the ball first in the second half and took a 35-15 lead to start the third quarter. After that, Boyden Hall Rock Valley would go on to score 27 straight points, including back-to-back interception returns for touchdowns. Coach Vigdahl says that his team never backed down even during that tough run.
You know, the defense needed to do their job, in which they did, and then the offense took over and did their job, and that's what they did, and that's what we talk about all the time anyway, is you have to play for your teammates and give your teammates the best of what you have. And that's what they really did. And that's the group of guys that we have. And that's the group and that's the culture that we spent the last 2 years building. And that's the culture that we want to build all the way from, like I said earlier, our youth programs to our high school level. It's one of those things that we're not going to quit.
And Lamar's has been starting to build that momentum. It's been recognized by the state. They've been in a number of statewide polls for the first few weeks of the year. Coach Vigdahl says the guys have to remain focused on their task on any given week to continue the momentum.
We got to be ready for their three front. You know, we should have a good grasp on that since we've seen that a couple times already this year. And so it's about focus. It's about, you know, we got to do the little things right. We have to make sure that, you know, we're not going to overlook anybody, being, you know, we have Spencer the week after that. But this is all about MOC, and I already reminded them, we don't need another 41-yard field goal at the end of the game to win the game.
And kickoff between MOC Floyd Valley and Lamar's this week will be at 7 p.m. on Friday night at Jim Lorenzen Field here in Lamar's. And the Gatlin Catholic football team, they picked up their first win of the season with a 28-7 district win over Alta Aurelia on Friday night at Jim Lorenzen Field. The Jays fell 10-0 to Hinton in Week 1 and 34-27 to MMCRU in Week 2. The Jays feel like they should be better than 1-2 at this point, but head coach Jeremy Schindler says he's proud of the guys for staying engaged this season.
These guys have worked really hard this year, and it didn't really show it in those first two games. But we walked away from those first two games thinking, man, we should have won both of them. You know, we really honestly feel like we should be 3-0. But for this team to be able to stick with it, you know, especially after having a lot of success last year and then coming in and you lose the first two games, you're kind of in danger of losing the locker room. And that's not something you want to do. And I give all the credit to these guys. They came out this week. They focused. They worked hard in practice.
And the game plan going into the matchup with Alta Aurelia was to take away the Warriors' ability to throw downfield. The Warriors were held to less than 10 yards per completion thanks to an improved J defense. Coach Schindler says the guys executed the change in defensive schemes well.
The only way they're going to beat us is if they are able to get behind us. So if we stay on top of their receivers and don't get beat deep, we're going to win this football game. We're going to be in it. We're going to have a chance. And, you know, we didn't give up the deep ball all night. There was one time they got behind us, but luckily the kid dropped it. Kind of falling out of bounds, and it just fell out of his hands. But for the most part, I thought our secondary played so much better. I thought defensively we had an outstanding game plan. The guys executed it.
And Gatlin Catholic's running game continues to be their moneymaker on offense. The Jays nearly eclipsed 300 yards on the ground, with Cale Pearson recording 219 yards rushing and a pair of scores. Coach Schindler says that a strong running attack is set up by hard work in the trenches.
Really proud of how the offensive line and those guys really worked all night to open up holes for Cale Cole. And even Landon Ryder had a nice We faked the punt and picked up 13 yards on the ground. So, you know, those three guys did a really nice job all night carrying the ball.
And the Jays had not been 0-2 since 2018, so this was some uncharted territory after the last few years of success. Coach Schindler says it feels good to get that first win out of the way so they can continue to improve.
We got a group of guys who work really hard, and you know, this was a much-needed win for our program, for this team. And now, you know, there's still little things that we can learn, and we talked about that. And we go back to work this morning and watch film, get a lift in, and you know, continue to get better for Woodbury Central.
And, yeah, Galen rematches with Woodbury Central, who they faced in the round of 16 last year and who ended their season. The Wildcats are ranked fourth in Class A after taking down Logan Magnolia last week to improve to 3-0. Quarterback Drew Klunder is averaging 200 yards per game passing while completing nearly 60% of his attempts. Coach Schindler has circled him as a priority in the game plan this week.
We know they're going to throw the ball on us, Eddie. That quarterback's a really good quarterback, yes. And he's getting some looks from some nice-sized colleges, and so we definitely want to make sure that we're hopefully a little bit sound in our coverage. I thought we took a step forward this week, and so hopefully we can continue and take another step forward.
And kickoff between the Jays and Wildcats set for 7 o'clock on Friday night in Mobile. KLAM will be broadcasting the game live on air and online with a video stream on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel. Let's now take a look at the sports schedule for today really quickly. In volleyball, the Missouri River Conference, Lamar's is their first road conference matchup. They'll be taking on Sioux City West on the road, Sioux City North at Bishop Heelan. It's Sergeant Bluff Luton at Sioux City East, and Council Bluff's Abe Lincoln heads across the metro to take on Council Bluff's Thomas Jefferson. In Wargo Conference volleyball, our contest for you tonight, Galen Catholic is at Akron Westfield, South O'Brien's at Remsen St. Mary's, Harris Lake Park's at MMCRU, and West Sioux is at George Little Rock. In the Western Valley Conference, Triangulars with OABCIG, Ridgeview and River Valley, and MVAOCOU, West Monona, and Westwood. In cross country today, Lamar's Community is at the Storm Lake meet, while Hinton and MMCRU are at the Woodbury Central meet. That's, of course, Woodbury Central, Kingsley Pearson hosting that meet. For more sports news, check out our website at KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Don't forget to tune in tonight as Galen Catholic takes on Akron Westfield in Wargo Conference Volleyball. First serve scheduled to be around 7 o'clock. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.